But yes, you're right.
Even the trees that are out there.
Cool. They go out and fight fire.
You got a job with the force of the sun.
The importance of the history.
At one time in 1929, when they had some fires going on, they came to the local rodeo.
Well, I think as a kid, I didn't really understand what the Forest Service did. Then having been a part of the forest, I realized there's so many different parts of the Forest Service. There are people that do roads, there are people that look at plants, there are wildlife biologists, there are fisheries people, there are timber people, there are mining resources people, there's fire people. I mean, I'm leaving out people. I mean, there's so many different parts of
For me, I enjoyed the people, number one, you know, and the jobs, number two, you know. Job that I knew I really wanted to do when I was in school. You know, I wanted to spend the rest of my life out in the woods.
I'm glad I put my 35 years in. Yeah, I got a lot of work done, and I got a lot of really good memories.
I love it, and to be paid for watching lightning, I just love it. And to be the last lookout, that's very special. I never dreamed I'd be the last lookout in the valley.
And people like that are one in a million, you know. Bill Moody, one in a million, you know, that he's a school teacher by profession, but he's also a smoke jumper by heart, you know. And he loves to teach people how to smoke jump, how to fight fire, and he's done it from here to Russia.
Having been a part of that community, I was a part of a group of people that were truly passionate about what they did and about what they were working with, whether it was plants or wildlife or trees, really passionate about it and cared about it. It was their life, it was their career.
This is the compound that a huge amount of people started their career. You know, you always like it, it's like selling your mom's house. You can't go back and look at your old bedroom, you know? So it's a big deal.
Hard cold fact is that it was no longer a ranger station. The many ways that could have played out, but I think the fact that we have twist works and a lot of things that they have planned through the interpretive center and trying to capture some of the history, the Forest Service history on the compound and so on, and many of the programs that I think that they have envisioned, I think are a real plus. And if it couldn't be a ranger district, I think that's probably the best, next best option.